As Traverse City grows, its tree canopy is shrinking. A lot of trees are being cut down for construction. Lately, the city is trying to prevent this in city limits, but no one can agree on the best way to do it. IPR's Max Johnston has more.
Right now, it's relatively easy to cut down trees in Traverse City. You'll need a permit to do it on public property, but if you buy a lot for development, cut away. Brianne B. lives in Traverse City. She says she used to enjoy the view from her backyard.
Past my backyard, there was more trees and stuff like that. It was maybe like more of like an open field, some trees. It was nice. And I come home one day and I look out my back window and I'm like, oh, it's all gone. It's all been knocked down. So
the lot right behind her home was cleared for a real estate project.
So yeah, this is the backyard now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nicer in the summertime. There's more coverage. You know, I'm not going to see that.
Lots like this one near Brianne's home are becoming more common in Traverse City. According to one study, the area around Grand Traverse Bay has lost over 4,000 acres of tree cover since 2001. For a waterfront area like Traverse City, that can have a serious impact. It hurts air quality, shorelines, and property values. Christine Christman is the executive director of the Watershed Center Grand Traverse Bay in Traverse City.
There is a public benefit to having trees, whether they're on private property or public property. There's not a lot left in our urban core, and I feel like this stuff needs to be protected, and it needs to be protected soon.
The city has tried to remedy some of this by replanting trees and drafting tree protection rules. Rules like tree cutting limits, protecting historic trees, and watering requirements.
It's really trying to get away from clearing lots or from taking some of the really big trees and all the benefits that they provide without replacing them.
Christman says Traverse City needs these rules to protect trees, but others say not so fast.
The more I looked at it, the more I recognized that it would be commercial property owners who would be bearing the ultimate weight of paying for the cost of tree replacement.
That's Kent Wood from the Traverse Area Chamber of Commerce. He says tree replacement and watering requirements would be expensive for developers. Wood says they're all for tree protection, but not quite what the task force recommended.
You know, maybe there's education opportunities or opportunities for the city to assist property owners without having to go right to a tree tax, basically, where you're charging people to replace trees that they've cut down.
And he says when the rules were put together, they weren't involved in the process. That's different now. The city is basically redrafting the rules with more people at the table. For the next few months, they'll hold public meetings and input sessions on what tree protection will look like. But all this may be for nothing. There's a bill that passed through the state Senate last month that basically says cities can't stop people from cutting down trees, at least most of them. It would bar cities from passing tree protection rules, like what's being debated in Traverse City. The bill's sponsor says private property owners should be able to do what they want with their trees. Back at Brianne B's house, she says there's been less wildlife since those trees were cut down. Some nearby residents have had issues with stormwater runoff and their basements flooding. Brianne says she hasn't had to deal with that, but she misses her trees.
I don't know. I wish they didn't need to cut all those trees down, I don't think, but you know. So that's one of the things I liked about the property when I bought it.
When construction on the lot is completed, it will have over 90 homes. A flyer advertising what the neighborhood will look like shows the streets lined with trees. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.